Okay, let's review Pesach and Daf Yud. In the previous Daf, we quoted three cases of Safek relating to Chametz that we connected to Mishnayos elsewhere in Shas. Today, we continue with seven more such cases. Tzibar Echad Shel Chametz, Ulfanav Beis Bat Medukin. If there is a pile of Chametz that we see a mouse taken to one of the two homes that were both searched already, but we don't know which home it was taken into, we would treat it just like a case of Shnei Shvilin, of two paths, one of which is Tameh, and two people each walked in one of the paths. If both people ask about their status at the same time, we have to declare them Tameh, but if they ask at separate times, we can declare them both Tahar, based on Safek Tumah Rishus Rabim. Any doubt about Tumah that arises in Rishus Rabim, where we assume Tahar. If one of them asks on behalf of both people, there's a machlokas tanan whether they are Tahar or Tamei. The same halacha would apply to the house, to these houses. The halacha will depend on whether the shayla was asked about both simultaneously or one after the other. Next case, Safek Ol, Safek Lo Ol. If we aren't sure whether the mouse went into a house, it is just like a plain area full of fields, a plain that's full of fields, where one of the fields was Tamei, but the person doesn't know which field he had entered. There is a Machlokas Tanayim whether we apply Safek Tumah Bereshus HaYachid Tamei, even when we aren't certain if the person even entered the field. By our case, Chametz, of Chametz, where Bedikas Chametz is clearly only a Chiv Derabanan, we'd certainly be Makel. Next case, Alu Badak Veloashkach. We saw the mouse go into the house with Chametz, but then could not find any Chametz after searching the house. That would be subject to the Machlokas Rameir and the Rabbanon about a case where we know of the presence of Tumah. Rameir says, Yolam Ubutmasa Achiyadelecha HaTumah Hechani. It remains Tumah until we have a clear explanation of where the Tumah went, even if we can't find it. While a Chametz hold that once we have done a thorough search, we can assume that Tumah is gone. The same Machlokas would apply to Chametz that we cannot find. Al ubadak v'yashkach. We saw the mouse bring chametz into the house, and then we find the chametz without having to check the entire house. This is subject to the machlokas Rabbi Rav Shmuel Gamliel, whether finding a dead body in a field that was known to have a dead body would make the rest of the field tahar, or only a thorough search of the rest of the field would help to declare the field to be tahar. Next case, hiniach tasu matzayur. If you put 9 pieces of chametz in the house, and then we find 10 pieces, whether we can assume that all the original 9 have been found is subject to machlokas Rabbi and the chachamim about putting away some Meiser Sheni money and finding more money. Do we assume the original money is all gone, or is it part of what we found? In the case of Chametz, if we assume like the Chum that the original is gone, we'd still need to check the house for Chametz. Hiniach Asara Motzatesha, if 10 pieces of Chametz were put in the house and only 9 are found, whether we only need to look for one more or for all 10 is subject to Machlokes Rabbi and Chum, whether we assume that when we find a smaller sum of money, it's part of the original money or it's totally new money. Finally, Hiniach Bezavazum, and since Bezavaz Acheris, if the Chametz was out in one spot and found in another, whether if it was put out in one spot and when we find it in another, whether we assume he still needs to look for more Chametz is subject to Machlokes Rabbi Shimon Leon Rabbanon about a kli that was found in a different part of the house than where you left it. Rava makes one statement about a mouse that is spotted going into the house with Chametz and then asks 2 series of questions about a mouse and about a loaf of bread on top of beam, each of which ends in teku. Amar Rava, achbar nichnas v'kikar b'pith. If we see a mouse go into a house with a loaf of chametz and then find crumbs, we have to look for chametz because mice don't typically leave crumbs. Bay Rava, achbar nichnas v'kikar b'pith v'achbar yotze v'kikar b'pith mahu. Rava asks, what's the halacha when a mouse goes into the house with a loaf and then leaves the house with a loaf? What about if they were clearly different mice? What if a weasel came out with the loaf? What if the weasel came out with both the mouse and the loaf? And all of those are left as a teku. Bay Rava, kikar b'shmei kora. When a loaf is on top of a beam, do we have to get a ladder to take it down because it can always fall down? Or can we assume the guy would never come to eat it? What if it was deep in a bar? What if it was in a snake's mouth? And again, we end that series of questions in a teku. Zog the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Botkin or Yudal, Rabbi Yudal Shachbaz B'Shas Abir. Rabbi Yehuda says we do B'dikas Chametz at night, in the morning, and in the afternoon on Erev Pesach. 3 times. And the Chametz say that if we forgot to do B'dikah at earlier times, we would still do B'dikah even during or after Yom Tov. At first, the Gemara assumes that Rabbi Yehuda actually requires 3 separate B'dikas Chametz based on the 3 psukim that mention destroying Chametz, whereas the Chametz hold that a single B'dikah is enough. But in the end, the Gemara says that even Rabbi Yehuda only requires 1 B'dikah. We only do B'dikah in the morning or the day of Erev Pesach if it wasn't done earlier when it should have been done. The point of Machlokas between the Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda is whether somebody who didn't do B'dikah before Pesach should still do it on or after Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda thinks it's best not to do B'dikah during Pesach because if he finds Chametz, he might come to eat it.